was saying off air 3 seconds ago that I don't want to do this episode, but we have to.
We kind of do, yeah.
And I think it's like, because the, for if it isn't clear by whatever the title of this episode is going to be yet, we don't know yet. We're talking about the Epstein files, particularly Europe and the Epstein files.
Yeah, it'll branch out, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll do the intro then, since I'm here. Hey, welcome to your weekly Corner Späti. It is Nick, myself, yeah. Nick, and I'm joined with good buddy Kieran. We're flipping the roles.
Yeah. In keeping with tradition, the notes for this episode have been entirely misspelt. Every word
redacted.
Yeah. And then we sign off with "send from my iPhone."
Exactly.
Okay. What's your hesitation here?
The legitimate depravity of these files and whatnot. I mean, what's
a downer?
Yeah. Real downer. I've been very upset with the sense of that. Then people just like are like Alex Jonesing themselves over all this. And that's kind of like the one thing that then I want to make clear before going into then like any stuff about talking to about the Epstein files is that the idea that we have now legitimized amongst like a lot of corners within the left that it's like, oh, they were a satanic baby eating cult, is not the problem of the Epstein files. That stuff is, I hate to break it to you, it is not real. Those testimonies were unfortunately taken by people who are clearly very mentally unwell. And the time frame too is like around Pizzagate, if you look at any of the dates when like the really absurd
When some of those were coming in.
Yeah, it's like mid 2016, you know, it's like towards the end of towards the election when Pizzagate was like, you know, picking up steam. And people were like, oh, you know, calling the FBI hotline, which has to be published. Every single thing that the FBI took in has to be published, no matter how absurd it is. And people being like, I was with, you know, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and they were all eating babies. I was 5 years old. I remember everything. And I'm like, yeah, like that's and people just going with it, being like, they were right. Alex Jones was right. They were eating babies. And it's like, that's not if you. Like, and I do see the problem of coming out in the sense that by making it so ridiculous, then the actual crimes that then are being committed and the actual just depravity and atrocities that then that have been like happening within the legitimate things within the Epstein files, it just creates it to such a fantasy point that then it lets these people like get away with it.
Yeah, where two things could be happening both at the same time or one or the other. It's hard to kind of tell, for example, of like, yes, this was an investigation and they kind of just like took in everything, including testimonies from people.
They had to.
And it's also like what the information we're missing is like how many of these things were marked as like, all right now. The investigators are just like, okay, yeah, we're doing our due diligence here, but like, no.
Which the ones that then that the invest, because there are like you can go through and see them, but like the ones that the investigators had marked of like, oh, we're going to follow up on, are also insane. You know, there's this one where then this guy calls in talking about the sense that he had been kidnapped or whatever and this and that and that. And then like his attorney was like killed or some like there's a weird turn of events or whatever that then he didn't realize it then that he was in like that in the Epstein stuff. And the FBI is like, this is a weird thing. We should probably follow up with this, you know?
Yeah. Or like there's the situation of like, I was going to say the other thing that's happening is poisoning the well in terms of like, it's some of it is kind of bogus for the purposes of making anyone who looks into this seem like a crackpot. The other thing, maybe the more generous thing you could say about the people who are following up is, isn't it with like alien abductions that most of those alien abduction stories are like kidnapping or sexually assault, like it's PTSD in some form of like weird manifestation. So there might have been some of these like more fanciful Pizzagate adjacent stuff that like the investigators may have suspected there might actually be something here, just not the like,
not the Epstein related stuff. It could have been that this person was,
or they could have been like sex trafficked at an early age, and their memories of it due to the trauma have become very strange.
Well, this is a thing too, just to kind of like, I mean, like as controversial and problematic as he is, but this is something that then that like Zizek has brought up with the sense of when people who are sexually assaulted during conflict have very like scatterbrain reports of the incident because of severe PTSD. You know, where then this is the thing of like, it's not something that then is like, these should not, of course, not be like taken seriously. But it's like, obviously the person that then is like, a lot of the times it is the sense of that then in these extreme cases, because he's talking about the sense of like, I think it was like, it was something during like the one of the Balkan conflicts.
He's probably talking about Yugoslavia. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And so he's talking about the sense of that then like a rare woke moment for Zizek kind of being like, oh, yeah, like I think it was in the like Me Too kind of shadow of all that, where he was saying in the sense of like, yes, of course these testimonies are going to sound weird, these people have severe PTSD, it's not to then discount the fact that these crimes happened, but the trend that then happens is that then that they're like, they are chaotic testimonies because, you know, they're reliving a severely, like, one part in the sense too of that then it's severely horrific for the sense of sexual violence, also on the sense of, well, on top of that, of a conflict that then is currently happening as well within their place of living.
Yeah. So that's the kind of like crazier stuff. Also, there has been a handful of like Photoshops that went. Okay. It gets confusing because like, one, there was the Photoshops. Two, there is also a, there has been an attempt to protect Donald Trump. Thus, some files get uploaded and then taken down and then are put back up redacted. So the waters are incredibly murky about what is fake and what. Also, 404 Media did great reporting about like how a bunch of the victims were just in there naked, unredacted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that.
The releasing of these files have been done very shoddily.
Yeah. I mean, I expect nothing less of the U.S. Justice Department.
Also, adjacent to this, how the DOJ is being like attempted to be utilized in regarding like ICE in Minneapolis has resulted in a shit ton of resignations from the DOJ. So like, their staff is becoming increasingly like more skeleton and ideologically driven, because like the ones who remain are like happy to, I don't remember the exact details of what they're being asked to do in regards to ICE and particularly other cities, but it's like bad, and it's causing resignations, and then I guess the ones who remain are like, yeah, I'll do that. So it's getting weird. But we have a selection of things that we're like a week out, 2 weeks out from the like the last tranche of like emails and stuff being released. So the dust is settling a little bit and we're getting the like, we're getting names and we're getting like an understanding of what was going on here.
Yeah. But, and I think before we hop into it, the thing that then I think is very curious and interesting of the sense of what is confirmed with particularly the reach of Epstein in Europe is how politically oriented it is.
Oh yeah.
I was genuinely surprised of how, I mean, because, you know, we talked about this, I guess, did we ever talk about it on the episode of that, like how Steve Bannon, you know, is kind of like a central figure for getting these people into connection with Jeffrey Epstein. And the first thing of that, then when that initially came up, when it was the Bannon stuff of that, then it's like, now I want to rewatch the documentary and see what I missed about him being in Europe.
For any of the relatively new listeners, and by new I mean wasn't with us like maybe like 4 years ago when we watched
this. Yeah, long time. Rob was still on the show. Rob suggested the Steve Bannon documentary, if I'm not mistaken.
We had to use like Rob's like parents' credit card because it was only available on like Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime controls like where you're viewing from based on where your credit card is like located. So we had to use like an American credit card to like view the movie. We kind of came away from that with the conclusion of, look at this sad old man playing Kingmaker. That like, that a lot of Steve Bannon's, you know, facade, oeuvre, whatever, vibes, was largely a confidence game, like a confidence man game of like, I'm a mover and shaker if you take my word for it. And that might be a play with his relationship with Epstein. That's kind of unanswered here. And I think that has wide, resounding implications for like the future of the kind of like 2016 populist right in Europe.
And I mean, even, sorry.
No, I just want to quickly say, I will double down on both of these men, Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon, fucking dullards, the stupidest people alive. The fact that they, like, listening to them speak for any prolonged period of time, and then the fact that they were both impressed with each other is damning. That doesn't mean that they are
Steve Bannon, who in 2015 was calling himself a Leninist. Let's
you know who thought that was cool? Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah,
god damn
And that's like, I mean, because this is the thing that then's also very like it has me then wondering, I mean, because remember too, there was like this was months and months ago where it came out that then Bannon was a fixer for then trying to get Sebastian Kurz into Epstein's circle and whatnot.
Yeah.
And if that was successful, I guess we don't entirely know.
Yeah, I'm actually completely uncertain if anyone has actually followed up with Kurtz regarding that. because let me just give it a quick Google.
Jmail.
Yeah, so we got some You're Active talking about the... So like when I search for it, it's all the... because that wasn't the most recent link. It was the one right before it. It was the iMessage leaks between Bannon and Epstein that happened November, December, something like that last year. And then I'd say my guess is they probably met once, but Epstein met a lot of people just once.
Kind of
thing. And in his attempt to worm his way in with people. Based on the timeline, I'd imagine they might have dropped Kurtz as quickly as they became fascinated with him, because...
He was damaged goods pretty quickly as well, too. Because this is what, 20... Bannon makes his like round trip of Europe in like 2016.
2017. It was when he was kicked out of the White House.
After the election, and after then he was in bad grace with Trump. He then goes and does his Euro tour, where then he's seen with like Farage. Sebastian Kurz is not in the documentary, if I remember correctly, or like very briefly in it or something.
Yeah,
but he's not a main focal point. Like, there's the sense of that then Bannon is getting in contact with a lot of right wing parties throughout Europe, and bringing along a bunch of absolute fucking losers from the United States, like Paul Gosar, you know, Prescott's, which then also, like, as I was mentioning to you, earlier today, of just, like, it's funny because Paul Gosar is a very, like, Epstein killed himself sort of guy. But, like, you do know, like, there's probably a part of him now where he's like, oh, damn, I wish I was like Trump doesn't actually like me. I'm not in the pedophile circle, you know, I was not aware of this, because he's not in the files. I've looked and I'm like, oh, OK, because that'd be hilarious if like the whole time he's just like a, you know, peddling the true take that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. But then he's like, damn, like, you know, if I just hustled harder and I wasn't like a complete if my family didn't hate me, I'd be in the pedophile circle.
I am the whole like conservative incorporated taking Epstein didn't kill himself, like something that Charlie Kirk said, like, Even like the fucking even Ben Shapiro was on that shit. Taking all of that and running with it as a meme was really, I guess, them playing with a little bit of fire in a certain respect.
It does kind of like, it is this very odd thing too of the level of just like, you know, information dissemination that then that Epstein is like single-handedly, not saying same, but I mean like very heavily connected to, like his connections that then are shown to have been with like 4chan and stuff like that. And Jeffrey Epstein's role within the Pizzagate conspiracy and whatnot is like, I wouldn't be surprised if there weren't like, I mean, yes, obviously Epstein is then dead at this point, but then if this like network of disinformation done within the right is done to then sully the waters of that legitimate take.
Yeah, it's I guess it also shows a kind of like disconnect and like how all of this is a little bit scrambling in the sense of like we kind of, some people conceive of like the conservative media sphere is very kind of like, it is top down, but very like orchestrated and planned and Machiavellian, and it's just like, not so much. Like, it is top down. They are clearly all given the same speaking points, but whoever's doing that is maybe like, I guess like the Koch brothers mostly, is just like not, don't have like a grand plan, really. Yeah. I am, speaking of this, I just want to read from Garbage Day's like writing on this, because they kind of introduced this concept very well. We can talk about like the grander thing that was possibly at play here, and then we can start kind of like talking about some names towards the end of the episode. All right. So, quote from Garbage Day here. This is their most recent newsletter called How Epstein Broke the Internet. Based off the newest tranche of emails and texts released by the Justice Department this weekend, Epstein at the very least believed that he was orchestrating the downfall of the global order in the 2010s. In June 2016, he emailed venture capitalist, early Facebook investor, and Palantir founder Peter Thiel, writing, "Brexit is just the beginning." He then laid out the most succinct mission statement we currently have for what Epstein was trying to accomplish. "Return to tribalism," he wrote. "Counter to globalization, amazing new alliances. You and I both agreed zero interest rates were too high. And as I said in your office, finding things on their way to collapse was much easier than finding the next bargain." Yeah, which you then have like this wider connection. I'm seeing a handful of more of the like liberal outlets, Guardian, namely, kind of talk about this as like a Russian thing. And
yeah, no. This is entirely, I think that, because we've also like, I mean, you know, there is this sentiment. I have seen the funniest thing about all this is that people are too fucking stupid to realize the KGB has not existed for 35 years. You know, all right. So first off, it'll be like Jeffrey Epstein, KGB agent. It's like, no, like that, like there is no, like hilariously in all this, there is no connection to him in Russia. Which is
there's some connection with oligarchs.
With That's oligarchs, it. But there's not in the sense of him with connection to the Russian state. Like there is connections with him in the Israeli state.
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you know, like the thing that then is Jeffrey Epstein, similarly to this, I think that you mentioned that then TF talked about this. And I think that this take is a very solid one, of the sense of that Jeffrey Epstein is the Western answer to then the end of history, in the sense
he is the last man that Fukuyama was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And there is like, in the sense of that there was all the like, you know, grabbing of whatever industries were like, you know, being, you know, held down by staples in the end of the Soviet Union to then garner wealth. Epstein is then the inverse of this answer. Of then someone who then heavily connected within, you know, Western apparatus of security for extremely questionable reasons that then the files don't really even still fully answer of how does he go from being a school teacher to, you know, a financier to then having like, you know, FBI, CIA and fucking Mossad connections. Which yeah. I'm still, there is still the point where it's like, I have a tad bit of skepticism to the sense of how much he was involved with in all these things. Cause there is part of the me, there is part of me where it's just like, he's just an international pimp, you know, who then has political influence and has an ideology of that than what he wants, in the sense of with like the Peter Thiels and this like ultra right wing kind of, you know, this creating of incredibly unstable political times to benefit people like him, the Thiels and whatnot. Yeah. And that to me then seems kind of like the like logical capitalist reaction to then this of like, you have the political, I guess I don't want to say political know-how, because a lot of the shit was fucking dumb, but you have the political influence in order to then get your hyper-capitalistic ideology then down the throats of Europe, the United States, and et cetera, while then promoting the values that then that are held true by the United States. And that's true, like, within all of it, regardless of the sense of, like, you know, intelligence connections, this and that and that. There is an ideological, like objective that Epstein has.
Yeah, definitely. So people would point to, like, there's a bit of a timeline of it's after his... God, it's like the 2011 is his like first arrest. There also seems basically
in Florida,
Where
then Acosta is told when he was the district attorney or the state attorney, I think, of Florida at that time, where he's told don't go any further, and then they just like release him, which is like a thing that Rob brought up to me like 7 years ago, and I'm like, I can't do this right now.
There's then that seems to kind of send him down a bit of a path a little bit. And the other side of it is, I don't think there's side, but like adding to this is that based on the emails, him and people he corresponds with seem particularly aggrieved by Me Too as a movement. Like they view kind of like what happens to Harvey Weinstein as deeply unjust. And like the world must be torn apart in vengeance is like a little bit of what's going on there. And like, yeah, if you were Jeffrey Epstein doing the things that you did, I'm sure you would also think that maybe I have to hedge against this now, or like you'd be antagonistic to like Me Too. I think he referred to it as Time's Up. He uses the other name. That's what he talks about. But like, yeah, it's yeah. So he has this idea, and then it's when he starts doing things like some of the things that he does that are all very like, this is the world we live in today. One, he was one of the first people to like hedge against who were the guys that didn't survive 2008? Lehman Brothers.
Yeah.
So he was one of the first people to hedge against that and possibly caused, you know, the rush that caused the collapse in 2008. There is also try profiting from Brexit, which I'm sure he probably did. The microtransactions in video games is one that just...
That is the funniest one of everything that then is like Xbox related. Of where he is then one was banned from Xbox Live, which that's the funny, like that's one of the there's like two of the things that then are in the Epstein files that then I can't take seriously. There's that one, there's the fact that then his Xbox Live account being like him being kicked off Xbox Live for being a bully, which is very funny to me. And then there's the bit about him being Bill Gates's Adderall plug for bridge tournaments.
And that doesn't get you back on Xbox Live, then what will?
Then what will, exactly, yeah. Because, I mean, people bring up the sense of like, oh, look at all the funny like Bill Gates stuff with the STIs. I'm like, don't get me wrong, that is silly. But the fact that Bill Gates is doing competitive bridge tournaments to the point that he needs to fucking use Adderall is, like, these people... For as evil as they are, they're all fucking losers. Like,
yeah, that's actually good that you bring up the Bill Gates STI situation. For anyone who didn't see that story, he tried to like, so that Melinda Gates wise to what was happening. He tried to drug her with antibiotics, basically. Yeah. I think two of the people vindicated in these emails are like Melinda Gates and Norm Finkelstein, who just basically told Jeffrey Epstein to fuck off.
Yeah, he told him to kill himself or whatever. Some
yeah,
shit.
Like, classic normal.
Classic.
I mean, I feel
him
like if
and,
I asked
him
to
and
hang
Alan Dershowitz, like in the same blow, which is just like, you know, never misses.
No, he's
it is the
good
only case of your heroes are in the Epstein files brackets. Hell yeah.
Yeah, some faves are in there. The Melinda Gates, I think, is also like out for blood currently at the moment and seems to be one of the few people with enough money to actually try and force that issue, because she, you know, after the divorce, ended up with a lot of money, naturally enough, to her own name. So that's, see where that goes. But yes, you bring up the Bill Gates thing. He gets an STI. And this is the actual Russia connection that I do want to talk about, which is, one, yeah, it doesn't seem like the Russian state as we currently conceive of it was involved. We do have oligarchs, though. And I think it's like how quickly people forget, because we were having this chat before we recorded this episode, and like we were kind of landing the term of like, who is this for? And it's like, we talked about like the West, and I felt like the West was just kind of like the wrong term for it, because the one that I landed on was like Bretton Woods. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, Bretton Woods elite, and
the Bretton Woods of pedophilia. Yes.
Yeah, screw the gold standard. We're going to anyway, no, there's no funny jokes here.
Leave it there. Yeah, no.
So, because, and I think people after Crimea and the invasion of Ukraine, it's like people forget how welcomed into the Bretton Woods system post fall of Soviet Union Russia was, at least for a bit. They've been actually like, Russia has been moving away from that. Probably since, what's that Munich conference where Putin kind of like goes in? I think it's like 2013 or 2010 or something like that. Like, that's considered the breaking point. There's a Munich conference where he gives like a huge speech about like, where he like feels aggrieved that like Russia will never be in NATO and things like that.
Yeah, but that date wouldn't make any sense, because 2014 is Crimea.
So it's earlier than that. Before that, it was really like, and like a lot of oligarchs still kind of remained in like the Western system, like fucking like Roman Abramovich, like the guy who owned all the like UK football teams or whatever. I can't remember which one he owned, but he was kind of all very like welcomed into the Western club of rich guys, with no qualms. And I think we see like an interesting through line of like, this Jeffrey Epstein's impulse in terms of like economic moves, political moves. We can talk a little bit later how effective any of those were. We do see kind of like, we've learned from the oligarchs, like the people who benefited from shock doctrine. Like, yeah, that's kind of what seems to be happening here. We're shock doctrining the UK. We're shock doctrining the United States. We're introducing the children to gambling. Via the fucking World of Warcraft Blizzard CEO, who was also later done in for sexual assault. Yeah, and then like, God, at the same time, it's just like, and then every one of these young women, or not everyone, but a lot, a substantial cohort, were women who were trafficked out of the like fucking crater that was like Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Belarus in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we see that with like one of the European names who's like implicated. The Slovakian foreign minister, Miroslav Lajcak, and like his, I'm not sure if it's email or iMessage, whatever, exchange with Jeffrey Epstein is just like, one of the things he says is, I'm currently Ukraine. The young girls are as beautiful as ever. And like, he's there at like official kind of like fucking EU supporting Ukraine post-invasion business. And like my man's talking about to Jeffrey Epstein about shit. And this is like, ugh, this is gross. This is
yeah, gross. Yeah. I mean, it's like there's nothing. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more to say about it than really that, unfortunately. Yeah.
I do have some other interesting things to say about, I think there's other things that we can explore before we start going into like naming some names on this side of the Atlantic who've been implicated and what that means. Which goes back to that political agenda thing that Epstein was trying to do of like, okay, here's the, I'm going along with Bannon to make the kind of anti-globalization right. Names that are mentioned are, well, we talked about Kurtz already, but Kurtz is like a weird figure because like, yeah, he's gone in 2021 after the Ibiza affair. And also like he was technically conventional center right who just like managed to rebrand the Austrian conventional center right for the new kind of like populist far right era.
Yeah, yeah. He did like kind of disappear from politics. Like,
oh, he's
successfully
gone.
He's
jettisoned. Like, I'm actually surprised at how like gone he is, in a sense. I thought he would linger in at least like, you know, German speaking world politics for a lot longer. But like he is slightly different from the other figures mentioned, which are like Salvini, Farage, Le Pen. Who's the fourth one? There is a speaking kind of an indictment on the AFD. They talk about the AFD as the AFD. They never talk about like a leader of the AFD. It's always just the AFD in abstract as a whole, which maybe illustrates that Steve Bannon is talking out of his hole about like how much sway he has, because he's like, dude, gun to your head, name two AFD politicians.
This is the thing too, is that have you seen the AFD's reaction to the Epstein files?
Not.
They have just they've just kind of like keeled over and they're like, we don't care about them because they know that they're so deeply involved in them. So like all these higher up members of the AFD are like, pedophilia, you know, not really that big of a deal. And they've like literally said, I forget who it was. I think it was like, oh, shit, I don't care about any people in the AFD. Let's just be honest. But one of them was like, yeah, honestly, I don't care that there was that billionaire pedophiles are like on private jets being pedophiles. He's like, this is not a topic of me. I don't care. I'm not concerned with it. And the AFD now, the party that then is like, you know, done the whole right wing thing of like, oh, you know, Mohammed and Murat are coming for your child, have just admitted now that they're like the pedophile party.
Fun. That gets into, I think, a interesting potential consequence because you still have that open-ended question of like how much influence and sway did Epstein and Bannon have, and like how much of them were just like two old guys talking to each other about playing Kingmaker, right?
Yeah,
and like having fun, fantasy football kind of shit. And like I would posit an interesting theory that might bear out and may not, which is like, it doesn't matter if it was real or not, because if your political opposition to any of these forces in Europe, to any of these kind of parties mentioned, AFD, Front National, Viktor Orban gets mentioned, obviously. So I guess like Fidesz, La Lega, whatever. You need to go with the angle of, you're the Jeffrey Epstein party. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, even if they come back with the like, oh, he never influenced it, it was like, yeah, but you're the party that the notorious international pedophile wanted to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's an indictment enough as it is.
This is the craziest thing about all this too, is that I don't think it's going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the thing, is that then it's like, I think that Europe is gawking at this enough, pretending that they're looking at this from the sidelines, not realizing how heavily involved Epstein was within, and your observation of like the Bretton Woods sort of thing, because you're right, it's not like the entirety of the West, but it is the sense of kind of like finding the political placeholders that are most influential for then this type of influence. You know, like there's, you know, aside from the fact of trafficking coming out of like Eastern Europe and Central Eastern Europe, there and you know, whatever, there's the like obvious Hungary ties, but it's not like there isn't this like global Western influencing that they are trying to, like, you know, there are, you know, it is kind of when we were talking about the sense of last week with like the girls fighting, of like there's probably not many Estonians in the Jeffrey Epstein files, you know.
Yeah,
like,
there are countries that have like gone on to do, there's countries who said they're doing investigations based off the back of that, which is Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland so far, who I'd say that's probably going ahead, because I'd say the people in power in those countries are probably confident that this won't rebound to them.
Yeah. Where it's like the UK, Italy, France, Germany are going to probably. UK. Yeah. Oh, the. Well, it's fitting, right?
Like. Yeah. You know, yeah. I am. Like, we talk about, you like,
give,
not having all right,
consequences. You give. You know, a lad, you know, a well-off posh person in the UK the chance to do pedophilia, it's hard for them to say no.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that in a second, because like the only people I've seen actually latch on to this as a story out of like Europe, other than like, oh, isn't this like a curiosity, something that gets like an article that like, it's technically on the website, but you have to search for it, kind of thing. It's not really being pushed. What you get is Phidias. This is 100% Phidias's bag to talk about this kind of shit. Of course,
watch him drop it.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna stumble and just.
I don't think he's smart enough to.
No, exactly. Like you mean he's not smart enough to drop the bag, or he's not smart enough to like successfully like critique this?
I think, well, both. I think it's like it's weird in the sense that this will do nothing for him, but like I genuinely think, as kind of a dumb YouTube guy,
what about,
he
like,
is
the
genuinely fascinated in the topic.
The only thing that he could do that would be sick, he's like, I am issuing a European declaration for the direct death penalty for anyone involved within the Epstein files. In that sense, Phidias, I will, I mean, I have no way of electing you, but
yeah.
If that is the only way that you can do this right with your level of stupidity, is that you just go fully of like, well, nothing else to do, executions for every person involved in this.
So like, okay, there's him, he's like taking an interest, and he kind of represents the kind of guy on this continent who would have any sort of platform that would take an interest in this.
Yes. The fact YouTuber. That Phidias is also very like right-wing coded too is perfect for it.
Yeah, he's also, but like, he's so ideologically like weird, because like, he loves, first of all, he loves Elon Musk, but then he's not going to have the wherewithal to stop talking about this out of love for Elon Musk. He's just going to keep talking about it because he's a YouTuber. He's a political YouTuber, a YouTuber who's gone political. And this is catnip for them. Then on the other side of it, the only other people I've seen use this politically is Pedro Sanchez. Like that one weird Instagram reel.
Was that actually from the Office of the Presidency?
Yeah, that's from, no, it's from PES. Yeah,
oh, so it's from the party.
The European level of it, but yes.
I mean, you know what? Like, do a victory lap. I'm really happy that Pedro Sanchez is not in the Epstein files. It's also this thing, too, is that then as a European, do you know how easy it is not to be in the Epstein files?
So fucking easy.
Like, you don't need to respond to an email from a man being like, hey, torture this weekend? Which,
every word spelt wrong.
Do you know who the torture email went to?
Yeah, Mandelson.
No, another one.
Oh,
no, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, fucking, of course.
Allegedly. There is a thing of a redacted name who then is a Israeli politician who is returning from China the exact same date that Benjamin Netanyahu is returning from China, being like, wow, tight video. Love it.
Yeah. Cool. So it's like, I don't know how many people will make hay of it. In terms of political impact, I think you're on the large scale, right? Actually, new fun theory. The way Jeffrey Epstein wrote emails was actually very hard for people who have English as their second language to parse. And that's why.
Yeah, this man was dumb.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, like, the UK has been most excited.
All right, I figured it out now. That's why he gave up being a school teacher and just went to becoming a financier. He's like, damn, I'm just like...
Yeah. I don't do letters good. I do numbers good. There's only 10 of them. I can figure those ones out. There's not 26 letters. So
that, yeah, I can't count past 17. So
yeah, I am political ramifications of any of this, other than stuff is happening in Slovakia around Miroslav. He's kind of fucked. And yeah, so political consequences, shit's happening in Slovakia off the back of like Miroslav, because he was gross and it was hard to avoid. My understanding, I haven't looked into the exact like actual back and forth kind of West Wing style politics that was happening there, but like it does seem like he was trying to bat it away for a while and it just kept building and everyone was like, hey, no, you should fuck off. We don't like you. Norway is probably one that's fucked because
that is one that then hit me with absolutely no surprise because we had already done an entire episode on how much of a piece of shit the Sun is.
Yeah.
And how he had how many active cases regarding particularly exactly this, like sexual based violence. And a load of other stuff, too. Like, not even just that, but he's just like, he is a stereotypical piece of shit European royal. And the fact that then when it came out that family had Epstein ties, I'm like, okay, that makes perfect sense. Like, that is right up the alley of the level of piece of shit that family is.
Yeah, so it's like, it's interesting in the fact that, like, the crown... So it's like crown princess, so she's not actually royal by blood. And he's from a previous, like, Hoiby's from a previous marriage. Yeah. Or, like, relationship. I don't think it was a marriage, but still. And it's like, God, that guy was acting completely wild. But the timing is just too perfect for it to snowball within Norwegian politics, because he's currently in court right now for all the sexual assault stuff that he's been alleged of doing. And then, like, that happens at the same time you get releases in the Epstein emails that his mom, the crown princess, like regularly in contact with Epstein and was receiving money and favors and shit. So yeah, I think that's just like two things happening at exactly the same time. You can't, like, it's going to become something.
Yeah. Norway, why didn't you get rid of your royals forever ago?
I know.
You know,
they brought them in.
I know. Freaked. Yeah.
It was like,
you didn't have to do this.
They became independent. Like, in a point in history where I think a lot of other countries that became independent at the same time were like, republic. Like, it was so weird. Anyway, so there's that. And the UK, that is going to have political consequences, despite attempts to try and make it go away. Because Peter Mandelson, first of all, one of these things that people, you know, have known about for a while, from all indications, didn't partake in any of the like weird sex stuff, but was definitely aware of all of it and was definitely still friends with Jeffrey Epstein and was definitely like, we got evidence that he was leaking like information to him, like around like banking reforms that were trying to be passed in the UK. And then Jeffrey Epstein was able to relay that to the American government, who were able to come in and basically try to shut it down. because it was like a post 2008 banking reform that the UK wanted to like implement. And then the other side of it as well is like Mandelson is so aggressively like the Labour Party. Like he is, I don't know how many people listen. I'm not sure if Nick knows, are aware of the show The Thick of It.
I am not.
No. It's a pretty funny show in regards to like, it's a politics show. It's kind of a comedy. And it's based around a guy. Let me just get to see if I'm getting this right. And it's like the inner workings of the British government. Think of it, social affairs, blah, blah, blah. Famously stars Peter Capaldi, who plays Malcolm Tucker, who is this like Scottish guy who just like swears and yells and gets shit done, a political move maker who just like yells at people when they're being fucking stupid publicly and stuff like that. It's funny to watch. That character is based off Mandelson. Like that was like the public's conception of him. He is what was he called? Like the Shadow Master or something? I fucking can't remember. He's like given some Yu-Gi-Oh! Ask name.
Yeah, no, again, remember these people were all fucking losers.
Yeah. It's also the thing of like, you know, Mandelson gets this huge Times interview post Epstein stuff, and it's just like, forget what you've known of me for the last like 15 to 20 years of like, I'm the guy who knows where all the bodies are buried. I'm actually just a sweet little angel whose only crime was trusting this financier too much. That was my crime. And don't you believe in love and trust in your fellow man, British public? And then he just starts singing lyrics from like, Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas? I don't know. it's it's so farcical that this is like the guy. But yeah, he's so like aggressively the modern iteration of the Labour Party. He was backing and controlling like Starmerism completely. But then at the same time, it's hard to know for certain because it's like, that was a sinking ship already. So it's like,
yeah. It's like, it's, if there weren't already enough, you know, things bringing that ship down, this is just the, but then again, you know, I mean, I'm curious to see of what the implications of how far, I mean, you're right. I think the UK is a bit different than the rest of like continental Europe, with the sense that then the UK is far more heavily involved, I would say, than most other countries, and that,
yeah. I don't know, able to read Jeffrey Epstein's weird spellings.
Yeah, that too. And I think in the sense as well of that, then it has been quite clear in the sense of that, then in the, like how heavily then that also like the, you know, the influence of Brexit kind of then is also within these, like, you know, this big email dump. And I think the exhaustion of that tied into of like the exhaustion of post Brexit, and then that on top of it within the sense of that then the country having a lot more involvement than other parts of Europe could, I guess, maybe have some level of you know, fallout. But yeah, like not in the sense of that then what I'm going to imagine the rest of the continent for sure. I don't know, but I could be wrong, but I don't know. I don't like, yeah. It's this thing of that especially seeing then in this country where the AFD is like heavily connected to within the Epstein files and very much promoted by Jeffrey Epstein and like the being the party of the pedophiles, I don't think their polling is going to go down at all. You know?
Yeah, I wonder, it is the question of like what happens in response to this, because there's very easy attack line, and there's definitely countries that are deeply involved. Like, I don't understand it fully, but there was definitely like a network of getting women out of, like, young women out of Sweden to Jeffrey Epstein. He had like a local fixer there, and that's why he's at one of the, like, tying it into a very Cornish Beatty moment. That's why he can be seen in the background of 1 year's edition of Melodifestivalen, the thing that selects Sweden's Eurovision entry. He's there as like a guest of honor. Just like, yeah. Damn, so
New York financier Jeffrey Epstein just casually at Sweden Eurovision. Don't worry about it.
Don't fucking worry about it. Stop asking questions. It's like there's that. What are the big ones? The Netherlands might have a bit of a thing going on because there's a handful of very successful like Dutch models who were like sexually assaulted by him. I think it might be easier for a political thing to happen when like you can be like, it was just victims. You know, let's get justice for victims. Then the only other kind of like people I can see having like the actual political gumption to use this are like Spain and France. One of the people indicted in or like mentioned quite a bit is former Prime Minister of Spain, Aznar. I can't remember his full name. Something Aznar. Jose Maria Aznar.
You could have just guessed at that point. You would have been right.
Fair. But he's former Prime Minister, Partido Popular, like PP. So like the ideological enemy of Sanchez. Yeah. And Sanchez already going in with the whole like Instagram reel of guess who's not in the SD files. And it's just him moving.
Yeah, just mogging on the rest of the country.
So that seems like fertile ground to then like attack the opposition there, and he seems like the only like in a lot of ways the only politician to ever like pull the trigger on a lot of those things when like so many other politicians probably should be. Similarly, maybe France.
Yeah.
We're getting some small things of French people being involved. There's networks. Obviously, shit, I keep forgetting his fucking name, but he did, like, Epstein did have a fixer in France. Something.
Oh, yeah, the one who's in prison.
He's dead. No, he died.
Oh, he died. He was in prison.
I
completely forgot about that. Yeah. Shit, that is... We're digging into the collective memory of this show.
Yeah, let me just see if I can get that guy's name so that we can like just have that in the name. Epstein, France,
buddy, Bruno. Fixer,
Epstein's friend. I can just Google that.
Wasn't he like he was like a talent agent, wasn't he, or something like that?
He ran a modeling agency.
Yeah. Of course.
Jean-Luc Brunel. It wasn't Bruno Brunel.
Oh, whatever. You're
yeah.
Again, Jean-Luc as well. You could have pulled that name again, also out of your ass and fucking yeah.
Epstein just getting like slamming a fist at a desk in New York. Basic French guy.
Where is Jean-Luc Croissant? I need Mario Lasagna at my desk ASAP.
Discuss how to
destroy Italy.
Yeah. Get Jan Schnitzel on the phone. I'm seeing how AFD is doing.
Yeah. Send him an email that says, yum, pedophilia.
Everything's spelt wrong.
Yeah.
Did he use the British spelling of pedophilia? No. Did he use the American spelling of it? Also, no.
No. Yeah. All right. So the one thing about all this that then just fucking rattled my fucking brain was the pizza code is real. That was the one thing that then like actually like when I saw that I was like, oh, like given, yes, information of Pizzagate was being funneled in through people that knew Jeffrey Epstein and knew this was actually like a real thing and just wanted to like make it into a political thing to then support Trump. But yes, the like, yes, bring me a slice of pizza, please. And you're like, they were like that. That was true. I mean, not the rest of Pizzagate, but the fact of the pizza code that like Reddit or fucking 4chan like lost its mind over actually is like true.
So the other thing that like, God, we're kind of, I feel like we're all over the episode, but like,
no, we're not. It's fine. It's yeah, you okay. know what? This
I'm gonna finish my France point, and then I'm gonna come back to the 4chan thing again, because my God. So France, we're seeing some stuff. There's also this one guy, Lang, whose daughter is involved. Like she was going to get like what was that guy's name? Jack Lang. Just Jack Lang. That's a weird name for France. His daughter was set to inherit like $5 million upon the death of Jeffrey Epstein, if you know he died in not police custody. Then it was meant to be like for like she's a director or a film producer, and it was meant to be for like an she set up a company or trust with Epstein that was gonna like shove money towards independent filmmakers. Usual kind
Jeffrey of, Epstein, patron of the arts.
Yeah, usual kind of claptrap. Like the Financial, I haven't gotten around to reading it, but Financial Times was like one of the biggest indictments that happened through the like all the Epstein reveals is like the international art trade. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, wow. Something that then was just literally everyone has known as just money laundering for wealthy people. Turns out to just not only be money laundering, but also a front for Mr. Pedophile himself.
Yeah.
What was it too that then she got like $5 million in his will or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, if he, you know, died normally, I guess. Like, I don't think you act on a guy's will when it's under those circumstances.
I mean, yeah, true.
Yeah, so. But like, obviously set up as a possibly some sort of bribe. I believe Jack Lang was a former advisor to like Sarkozy or something like that.
Yeah. He was in the government, wasn't he? He was a like cultural minister or something.
That sounds about right. Yeah, he's involved in movies. So as they call it over there, film. anyway, so I do think that maybe the French state will act on this. Maybe Macron will try and take the line of Front National is the party that Jeffrey Epstein wanted to run France. Isn't that fucking bad? Because that anti-Americanism is like just ripe there, and this also coincided with something we were also talking about, which is like France raiding the offices of X, the Everything app.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I guess that was going to be something that we were going to talk about on the episode before doing this episode. But yeah, I guess we can save that for a different time.
We can talk about more another time, and we'll see what comes of it as well, because like, let's not speculate too much, but like, I don't know, maybe going on the old French is France is trying to do a little bit of like soft Gaullism or whatever. The exposure of Epstein's network is also feels a little bit in a broader scale, a kind of like end of American century type of thing.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, the horrible networks that were always there are just now being exposed. So yeah, maybe that's something they're viewing about. Because again, the official reason of why this raid is happening is to do with the whole like Grok generating like child sexual assault material, is what is called child porn. I guess you don't use that term because porn implies voluntarily taking part. But anyway, it's that's all just like fucked up. And bringing it back to that 4chan fucking thing of like the thing that got my brain fucking whirring and vibrating was the whole like, okay, yeah, it's possible that Jeffrey Epstein brought back the like politics board on 4chan, which is with like the birthplace of things like Gamergate and like the alt-right movement in the United States. And then the other thing that I keep thinking about is like, do you know what also kind of came out from that same milieu is the distinction between pedophilia and ephebophilia, of like people trying to justify being sexually attracted to like women age 13 to 16 or whatever. And it's like, doesn't that seem like something that benefits these people?
It very much does. Yeah. If it wasn't clear, 4chan's evil.
Certainly seems it.
The thing that, yeah, this is just the thing that then I just find that's so crazy within all this, in the sense of how much Jeffrey Epstein is involved with just like the spread of modern day neo-Nazism.
Yeah.
Is a bit like, I mean, of course, yes, it's the traditional sense of capital and fascism are in a lot of cases one and the same. But it's like it is. It's a bit too obnoxious how on the nose it is.
Like, I know we did kind of do that whole warning at the beginning of the Alex Jones thing.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, without going too far into the whole baby eating thing, the it was just one guy conspiracy theorists, they gotta be feeling pretty vindicated. Like, cause I think the kind of like the Marxist analysis of this is like Jeffrey Epstein is representative of a class interest. And I still think that's true. But I just thought there'd be more guys.
Yeah. I thought there would be like the international pedophile ring. I thought would be more, you know, that there'd at least be like a board of directors.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's other people who kind of like.
And there is like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ghislaine Maxwell was involved. Bannon viewed himself as a mover and shaker. Peter Thiel obviously views himself as a mover and shaker of like, you know, a horrendous world that we find ourselves in. The monetizing garage, I think.
But there is like the thing too of it's like, I mean, in the reality of it, that then it's like wealth is so siphoned to a few people, especially within the United States, of like how then this influence, you know, disseminates itself. It's like, it is actually at the same time not so surprising that that circle is so small, as well in the sense too of just like simply for conspiratorial reasons of the larger your circle is, the more likely it is for things to then get leaked out.
Yeah.
You know, this is why it's like a lot of, I don't believe a lot of conspiracy theories that then people put out about like, you know, things that have to do with like the government, because a lot of the stuff that we know has already been leaked by the by people within the government, whistleblowing and this and that and da 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 da. So having then this ring, you know, this international pedophile ring being so small, of course, then is by design to its benefit of then keeping it under wraps for as long as it was. You know, like this is 3 decades of abuse that then is happening. You know,
and
we didn't find out about it until like the early 2010s.
Absolutely. I also like the idea of like my joke pop economist angle of just like this is just about the, you know, the increasing gap wealth disparity in the United States. Under the New Deal, there was 50 Jeffrey Epstein.
Like, yeah, back, you know, yeah. Like this is
each state got an Epstein.
Yeah, real sign of the times of the role of pedophile ringleaders only now down to a few. The 1% of pedophiles are taking up 99% of pedophilia.
And you know, the tragic thing is the last one died in prison. So we're really down to
that's the thing too, is that then it's just kind of like this thing all ended. Like, I mean, it really is the instance of like, yeah, you know, you like, you know, cutting the head off the serpent, right? Like Jeffrey Epstein killing himself in prison really did kind of just like end this, like, you know, who like there's not like a power vacuum in like, you know, pedophile ISIS.
Well, there is possible that there are others, and this is an example of a network.
Human trafficking and sex trafficking and stuff like that is still very much a thing. It's just nice. You know, is this this isn't like our, you know, oh wow, like the pedophile emperor's been killed, everyone's happy. Still like still a lot of, I mean, and the thing is too, is that then I guess, you know, to the sense of that, then how much of then, like, you know, the stuff of that, then Epstein having connections to then kind of the clandestine sectors, whether it be of the US or Israel, of like, there is, I, in my conspiracy brain sort of stuff, like that's still out there. You know, in the sense of that, then if it's like it is in the sense that then that the CIA, Mossad and the FBI, maybe not, maybe to a lesser extent the FBI, but the CIA and Mossad had these heavy connections within Jeffrey Epstein to do the pedophilia stuff. That means that then that there are then these sectors of the, you know, of the security apparatus of these states that then are like wheeling and dealing pedophilia.
Yeah.
For whatever reason that they mean, people may be blackmailing, whatever, this and that, da 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 da. Like, there is some clear indication that then that the Jeffrey Epstein had some heavy involvement in that aspect. Doesn't really say what it is, you know. I haven't, there's no, been no definitive answer to, you know, how and why Epstein had domestic and foreign intelligence relations. That still is like a big question mark that I think has led a lot of people to maybe overthink the situation, or like, you know, you know, create in their own mind palace what Agent Jeffrey Epstein looks like. But there are those connections, you know, and so that's the thing, you know, it's, then it's like, well, clearly then there is still that network of that, at least, that then is still very much in place.
Yeah, because like you're kind of reading, or like the conventional reading on all this is like he was an asset more than an agent.
Yeah.
And the purpose of that asset was possibly collecting compromise on everyone involved. And yeah, if that was like someone's idea at an agency, it's not hard to think that like, hey, let's do that again. Like, why, why would you like, or let's have a second one of these, or like one that operates in a different, you know, different circle of people. Like it's not great to think about. The other, we should, like, to what can we end on? I want to end on
there's,
two things.
There's nothing like happy to end on with this episode, unfortunately.
I think there's
okay. Well, then you happy thing. You go for it then, Kieran, because I found this episode to be an absolute fucking downer.
Yeah, that's fair. It is. It really is. I do want to shout out a one Lorenzo Franceschi Bicchieri. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that very Italian name right. He is a tech journalist. He writes for like Motherboard and TechCrunch and stuff like that. Anyway, one of the things that he found through the emails was the supposed like Calibrian hacker that Epstein had on his like under his employ personally. So he had like his own personal hacker that he had hired out of Italy, who was looking for like backdoor entries into and zero day exploits into things like iPhones, BlackBerry devices, and the Firefox browser. So cool to know about that was something that he was involved in or very interested in, was paying someone for. He was also apparently, again, the work of this Lorenzo guy's journalism, was paying like $1,000 a month for an SEO guy, like a search engine optimization thing, so that like Googling Jeffrey Epstein would result in like all of the stuff we now know about Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently even was like going so far as like trying to dox the Wikipedia editors who were advocating for including Jeffrey Epstein on the Wikipedia page list of prominent sexual offenders. The funny thing, and I think it's a funny thing that everyone kind of knows about now, is Musk, right?
Yeah. Regardless of that one email that I wish was true, wasn't
true.
The
girls for the win.
That's the thing, is that whoever did that, like, you got me.
His voice perfectly.
Channeling his voice. Wow, epic bacon pedophilia. FTW.
I think everyone's gotten the highlight, like the headline at this point of just like Musk was so personally off-putting that the international cabal of pedophiles didn't want to hang out with him. But like, despite that, he was someone Epstein kept close. Definitely probably went to the island at least once, looking for a party time at the island, is you know, Musk's exact words.
Yeah, yeah. This is emails. It always reminds me of, what is that? There's that tweet that I always kind of see that goes around where it's like that guy's talking about that he went to a wedding with Elon Musk, and he's all like, oh, you did the epic move of ordering pizza at 3 a.m. and then we wanted to have a bottle of wine and you didn't want to decant it and you drank it from the bottle saying Honey Badger gets what he wants. Epic. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, man, this guy sounds like he fucking sucks to hang out with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why does like the internet of like 15 years ago live just entirely within Elon Musk's mind is something that I will not understand.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's like, he flirts with someone being like, can has cheeseburgers?
Oh, God damn it. But yeah, he was used by Jeffrey Epstein to get close to like other people in the tech world, including like prominent people at Google and stuff and points like that. So yeah, Jeff found his use for him, even if everyone seems to agree he was kind of annoying. So yeah, that's funny. That's a little bit funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, this, a lot of the stuff that came out about Musk was corroborated by his daughter as well. So like,
The cool one?
The cool one, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
The one that you can, when this kind of shit happens, you could definitely, as a journalist, get her on the horn and be like, hey.
Yeah, and then, yeah, she rocks. She's very cool. She does. Big, what's her name again? I don't remember.
I keep forgetting because Musk has a lot of children.
Yeah, also, that's that moved thing that people always forget, that he has like 10 kids or some shit like that.
Yeah, She moved to Threads, I believe, is where she posts from. And I'm just like, I'm not going there.
Not going there. Not today's Dayton. I don't. The ads that I've gotten for Threads over the years are so bad. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this site. I mean, Blue Sky is boring, but at least I can like occasionally post something there and get like 5 likes, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Blue Sky is definitely more fun than
Threads.
Threads, yeah.
I just kept getting just Zionist shit on Threads. I'm like, I hate this place. Like,
again, shouting out Garbage Day, who originally described Threads as the gas leak social media website. anyway, with that, we've almost certainly missed a whole bunch of shit while discussing this.
Yeah, the Olympics are on.
Oh. I meant about this, but yeah, hey.
Oh, no, I thought you meant just like in general, like of other stuff going on. No, of course we missed a bunch of stuff about this because you and I are not going to be sifting through 3 million emails.
God, no. I got very annoyed because like there is things like jmail.com, which is a fun little website that like it looks like Gmail, but it's like his inbox and you get to like keyword search everything. It's a fun little website, but there's also like a lot of crap in there. So I did have this, you know, notion of like, I'll put in all 27 EU countries, right? Just keyword search and see what I find. But then it's a lot of like, I search Ireland and it's just like, my man was subscribed to Flipboard.
Yeah. A lot of them are just, a lot of them are just like, if you type in anything, it'll just be like every newsletter he was subscribed
his
to.
His email inbox was also quite like ours in the sense it was filled with a lot of shit that no one could read. Anyway, with that, we will catch you on the, I don't know, you said main episode? Bonus feed. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.